Our reality check today looks at the final story in an investigative series on a secretive fisheries fund. Honolulu Civil Beats editor Patty Epler is on the line today. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So I was really interested in this final story because of the Ahumoku system. So explain to our listeners what you found out in this final story.
So the series that we've been doing looks at WESPAC, which is the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council, which is a federal agency made up of various council members from all over the Micronesian region, as well as Hawaii, American Samoa. And, you know, their job is to manage fisheries, commercial fishing, basically, in the exclusive economic zone, the 200-mile offshore areas. So today's story in particular looks at the Ahumoku process, as you're mentioning, and how WESPAC, a federal agency, came to be involved in what is actually really a state fisheries management issue. And so back in 2006, when all of that was going on, WESPAC spent a lot of money bringing people to meetings and testifying and trying to get that whole process in place. It's happening again, or it was happening again, now over other state fisheries issues, bottom fish and that kind of thing. So Suzanne Case, who is the director of the Department of Land and Natural Resources, wants to know, why is WESPAC, you know, sort of inserting itself into this very state issue and kind of messing around in state fisheries policy? And even though she is a member of WESPAC as the state representative on the council, even she can't get the WESPAC executive director, Kitty Simons, to tell her what's going on with it.
Right, because at first blush you think, okay, but then when you start to look at it and you wonder about the influence on these councils, it's an intriguing issue.
It definitely is an intriguing issue because, you know, Suzanne Case is the first to say that the Ahumoku process actually has worked very well for the state, and it really gives them good input and good insight at the very local level about, you know, fisheries practices based on sort of generations of Native Hawaiian practices. But what she's concerned about is that there's something bigger afoot here, such as, is WESPAC trying to manipulate the process in order to open up the nearshore areas for these commercial fishermen that are, you know, kind of being shut out a little bit as the marine national monuments expand and that kind of thing. But because WESPAC is so opaque and closed about its financial records and its spending, it's very, very difficult to figure out how much money has been spent, what's it going to, what's it paying for, is it paying for people to actually give testimony and lobby? I think that's one of the big concerns.
Right, and that a voice about the transparency, I mean, that's being echoed by our congressional delegation in wanting to know more.
Yes. Senator Schatz, Congressman Case, Congressman Sablon from the Northern Mariana Islands is they're very concerned that fisheries policy is not being administered in the way that they believe Congress and the law intends it to be, which is for sustainability and conservation and not for exploitation of the resource to benefit the commercial fishing fleet.
And your story kind of gives a shout out to Environment Hawaii, a watchdog that has been around looking at the WESPAC Council for some time.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think Pat Tumman started Environment Hawaii, which is a nonprofit, subscription-only sort of newsletter. I think she started that thing maybe 30, 40 years ago, and she started covering WESPAC 25 years ago. And really, Environment Hawaii, with Pat and Teresa Dawson, who's the reporter here on Oahu, they've been covering that thing like a blanket almost, as we would say, for so long. And they've been stymied at every turn when they ask for public records, budget information, spending information. They've covered a lot that has to do with the sort of what would seem to be extravagant spending that Westpac spends for council meetings on Maui or council meetings on the Big Island, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars going to put on a meeting. So,
well, hopefully we can get some answers. But thanks so much for the report.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to do it. Glad to be here.
All right. That was editor and general manager Patty Epler with today's Reality Check. To read the entire series, head to civilbeat.org.